here at IT5 with a special message of gratitude for everyone who has supported Mission to Zix on Maximum Fun. We truly couldn't make this show without you. Also, Mission to Zix is performing live in Nashville, Tennessee at the PodX Podcast Convention on the weekend of June 1st. We'll be improvising a brand new episode, appearing on all sorts of rad panels, and hanging out with you. Get your tickets at missiontozix.space and check out the full weekend lineup at podx.com.
It is a time of fear and unrest. Emperor Nermut Bundeloy rules the galaxy with an iron fist and also a planet crusher. Now, Zima Knight, Plek Dexeter, and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to defeat whackness, bring balance to the space, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Hey, C-53?
Yes?
Have you seen Nermut?
I have, and I'm a little concerned. Maybe we'll just take a look up there.
And then I gotta tie this in.
Nermut, get down. Why are you on top of the refrigerator?
What do you mean? I'm nesting.
What do you mean you're nesting?
Are you whispering that word?
Well, it's just, obviously, I'm about to become a parent.
Okay, we don't know that for sure.
I know. I know in my heart that I am about to become a parent, and as a self-respecting lurd, I have to nest.
But why on top of the refrigerator? You have a terrarium.
No, a nest needs to be high up on a edge so that, you know, we can get enough sunlight once the young is in here. Once there's enough light and air.
Yeah, but there's no sunlight. This is a ship.
It's a biological imperative. I can't.
You're blocking the fence on the fridge.
I can't get into the freezer either.
Well, these are problems for you. You're going to block my raising of my child because of your needs for ice?
Tore my rotator cuff and I...
What?
Do we have any cool pack hole sacks in the fridge or...
Oh yeah, we should have one. Nermut, do you mind if we...
You're gonna treat a torn rotator cuff with a cool pack cold sack?
That's what I've been trained to do.
Wow, yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna move this and you can get in there to get a cool pack brand cold sack or a cold sack brand cool pack.
AJ, I just want to be sure here. Do you know that a torn rotator cuff is a pretty serious injury? That's usually a month-long recovery period.
Well, because I am a former Clint, we were all bred to heal quickly. All I have to do is apply a cool pack cold sack and it'll knit itself together. See? Watch.
Knit itself? Ah.
Look at that rotation.
Wow. AJ, that's really impressive.
You're doing that soon after you tore the cuff.
No, it's all cuff's good now.
AJ, that's actually really impressive.
Guys, I just want to apologize. I've used up all the cold water.
Okay. Dark, can I ask...
all the water?
Yeah.
Dark, can I ask a sort of maybe insensitive question?
That would be on brand for you, so go right ahead.
Okay. Is this a pregnant thing or like a horny thing?
I would say it's a horny thing that cannot be resolved because of a pregnant thing.
Sure. Okay. Fair enough. Gotcha. All right.
Typically, I would watch porn and, you know, rub out a couple 18.
Sure.
But,
great. You're good. I get it.
I just don't want the little being inside of me to have to hear that.
Yeah. A lot of grinding. Margie, I have an incoming call from Lexamar Punch.
Yep, been trying to call me all week ever since we left, and I...
Do you want me to tell him anything in particular?
Just ghost him.
Okay, ghosted.
Margie, Lexamar Punch is the biggest agent in Hollywood. You told us that.
Yeah, no, he's great. You know, he makes things happen. He put me in all the movies. He gave me all the money that I then squandered and got a bunch of people angry and coming after me. And he's probably wondering, Bodger, where are you? You know, you have contracts. You can't just disappear, you know. We're gonna sue you. Yeah, just ghost him.
So you're just avoiding
him? Yeah, just passively just avoiding.
Seems like a temporary solution.
Great strategy long term.
My new life motto is keep it under the rug and then sell the rug.
Is that where you got all the dirt, Nermit?
Oh, yeah. The once Spargy sold the rug, I was able to access a lot more nest dirt, and then I
don't know if it's healthy for you or your children to make a nest.
Nermit, can
the nest wait for, like, the afternoon? Because I feel like, you know, now that we're back in the Zix Squadron, I feel like we gotta get to work, you know?
I ran an extension cord up here to get the Missionator up here. So, if you can... Alright, I'm gonna just move some of this...
Missionator on top of the fridge?
Yeah, it's under this trash.
Alright, mission time!
Alright. AJ, we don't usually get super excited.
Right, C-53, let's do this!
We just do not generally get this excited until we know what the mission is.
But it's a mission, right?
Honestly, we're not that excited about missions after we know what the mission is.
Who are we doing a mission for?
What do you mean? We're doing... We don't.
For ourselves.
This is a mission for the good.
But you're not gonna pay me, right? This is all just, like, pro bono?
No, it's kind of a deferred situation.
I thought the payment is exposure. That's what I was told.
No, that's
that can never be paid.
Kind of a fallacy.
Well, Bargy, if we overthrow the Emperor, we might have a shot at changing a number of tax laws. Would that interest you?
Hold on. Huh. Let me think about it for a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Huh.
What's happening?
Bargy's thinking about whether or not she should have tax laws changed.
Huh.
That's it?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's to subtract 5 and...
you don't have to run your actual numbers. It's more like a general...
Million.
Well, maybe... go ahead and assign the mission.
Sure. All right, Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy, signing the first mission under such title. We are going to...
A lava planet?
No.
Oh, we don't gas before?
No, not usually. We're going to the locus of knowledge.
Whoa.
Oh, that sounds...
I've never heard of that planet.
An establishment devoted to the illumination of the mind.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We are going to the repository of the most sacred information in all of the quadrant, the whole galaxy. We are going to the public library.
The what?
What?
Wait,
what?
Let me look at that screen. The public library.
Yes.
Why did you pronounce it that way?
I don't know. I felt like you guys got really excited. I was just worried it was going to be a downer. So I made it pretentious.
Then why did you build it up so much before you said
it? No, it's C-53. This is where a huge collection of original Zima scrolls is housed.
What?
Yes.
It's a library?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, actually, I have a copy of each of the scrolls. What do you mean, no?
He has them in his room.
No. I mean, it might have needed some of them for nesting materials, and that's why...
Nermit!
What?
What is...
Huh?
Is this one of my ancient Zima scrolls?
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm assuming you memorized it, and that's why we're going here. We're going
ones. No, you have the scroll. I have to refer to them.
Well, we're going to the public library.
Well,
we're going to get them.
Plek, you could see why he would confuse it for dirt and or garbage.
It's very ancient. It looks... Yes, it's at first glance. These ancient scrolls look like garbage.
Papa, it's Papa Dexeter.
Please
to be
stop
fair,
calling. Plek is
did
fine.
Have them, you did have them kind of bunched up in your room and sort of...
I don't have a lot of room in there. I just have to put them where they fit.
So, guys, we're out on the missions of our lives. And we need to know things.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
You know what? I'll go pick up some of the ancient scrolls if I can find them.
Great.
Yeah, maybe C-53, is there anything
you can
pick up?
Protocol uploads?
I would really appreciate the opportunity to update my Zix diplomatic protocols. I used to have a huge library of them, but most of that was replaced with on and off burner operating procedures.
Oh, yeah, you probably don't need those anymore.
No, I don't think so.
Dar can figure out how to, you know, sort of like a...
Solve this horny problem, yeah. Absolutely.
At the library?
Yeah. Any public library worth its salt has a choice collection of literatica.
Is that true?
I would hope so.
I think I've been doing libraries wrong the whole time.
And I will be, of course, just looking in, you know, sort of a parenthood section.
Nermit, what is it? I don't know. I feel like you're jumping the gun just a little bit.
A father knows.
Is that an expression?
A father knows when they are a father in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that.
That's the full expression, and the shortened version is a father knows.
Fair enough.
And then AJ could learn anything.
Yeah, I think I'm the Clint with the best reading Mevel.
Did you just say reading Mevel?
What? No.
What's up, and welcome to the Tiny Tits Memorial Museum. I'm your guide, a hellacic hologram of rebel hero, Dirk Madigan.
Oh, wow.
So who's pumped to watch 100% authentic holo of our crew destroy the Delegator? Y'all!
Yeah, I'm pumped.
But first, a huge thanks to the Memorial's lead sponsor, Bombas Socks. Bombas are designed to be the most comfortable socks in the history of feet, which is a super long time.
That's a fact.
Yeah, feet have been around forever.
They're made from way soft natural cotton, and every pair comes with arch support, a seamless toe, a cushioned footbed that's comfy but like not too thick. And with so many colors, patterns, lengths, and styles, Bombas socks look hella sweet. Whether you're at the gym cranking out your 19th AM, or at the office assigning kick-ass missions, or on the bridge of a ship as you fly full speed into a fleet of planet crushers.
Wow, so bright.
Let's get this. For every Bombas purchase you make, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. That's wicked nice, bro.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it's wicked nice.
Oh, and Snoop, if you buy your Bombas socks today at bombas.com/six, you'll get 20% off your first purchase.
That's a good deal.
Okay.
That's bombas.com/ZYXX for 20% off. The socks will go to sentients in need. Bombas.com/Zix. All right, with those words of inspo in mind, follow me to see a sweet recreation of a key moment in the history of the crew of Tiny Toads. Squeegee cleaning up a gnarly spilled omelet. Oh, it was like super nasty, like 100% nasty.
You know, the ticket here was worth it.
Library.
Okay, AJ.
Yeah, AJ, you can't be this loud. The library is typically a quiet, contemplative space.
Okay. No, you don't need to know at all.
Probably is going to get frowned upon.
Excuse me. Oh, group there, you group, please take your boots. Please remove your boots and your shoes. Any footwear, please. Any and all footwear, please. Leave it in
the
hydro cubby.
Okay,
I'm just
gonna
pull these to your left.
I have to put my shoes in this bucket of water.
It's greatly. Mm-hmm. It's a hydro cubby.
It's a hydro cubby. You put it.
You know what? Sure, I'll take them off. There you go. That's a very formal uniform. Are you the head librarian here?
Yes, you can call me Poopins.
Poopins. Great to meet you. My name is Zima Knight Plek Dexeter. This is C-53, AJ.
Hello.
Dar.
Hi.
And Nermit.
Greetings.
Are you called head librarian because you're mostly a head?
Oh,
you've
that's...
You've got little, like, tiny...
AJ?
Is it a joke? A word joke?
No, it just... Your head seems bigger than your... Like, much bigger. You seem like
well,
mostly
by what
a head.
Ratio? By what standard ratio?
I mean, you've got a very concentric view of what a being is supposed to look like. That's not.
I have what would be called by some as a very attractive ratio for my species.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I think it really you really wear it well, Poopins.
But your big ass head has nothing to do with you being called a head librarian.
AJ, no, head librarian is a title that you would earn by
having a big ass head.
No.
Here's the problem with you interlopers. The word play, these word jokes, they're so limited. The idiomatic, they don't translate
That's
across
true.
The universe.
That's
so
true.
For me to even fake a chortle at head librarian, and I understand it because I speak 89 languages, but it's so banal.
Yeah. Poopins, how long have you been working at this public library?
Public library.
Oh, I'm sorry. Public library.
Wait a second. I said it right.
Of course. How else would you pronounce it?
Exactly.
It's not public library.
I mean, perhaps in some dialects, but around here, anybody, the public library. I mean, maybe a more ignorant person would say public library. They would drop that first R, but
sure. That's
more for children.
Great school.
Or,
yeah, that makes sense. Oh, well, gotta update my protocols.
Working in libraries has been in my family for 4 generations.
Wow, that's... And how long have you been at this library?
98 years.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
My goodness.
saying it really, really, you know, makes it real.
Yeah, do you get to retire at a certain point?
No.
Okay.
No, we just die, and then we get crystallized, and then you see those busts? You see all the busts that line the top?
Oh, really?
There we are.
Wow.
All the little heads.
Wait.
Well, you can only see the heads.
Oh, I figured they were just heads, but those are the full bodies.
You can see their legs, too.
It's a species thing.
Those are your family? Your ancestors?
Yes. It's a crypt of sorts.
I don't even think you need of sorts.
It's just a crypt.
It's a crypt with a lot of books in it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Poopins, could you please direct me to the parenting section?
Well, first of all, congratulations. When's the due date?
Thank you. You know, it's 18 months.
Well, wow. Quite a gestation period.
Yes, it's
Nermit, that's very nice of you to try and help me out with finding the parenting books.
No,
but I was curious, where do the perverts go in this library?
Ah, right over here.
Wow.
So, Block,
lots
Block,
of
get
perverts.
Out from that curtain.
No.
I'm taking these nice people to the erotica corner. Don't make eye contact. Just follow me. Don't look them in the eye.
Look at this picture.
No, come this way.
That's 12 holes.
Ugh. Your mom has 12 holes. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Look me in my eyes. My eyes are my channels. Look me in the eyes.
Poopins, I may have honestly truly underestimated the level of pervert here. I want to skip over the picture books. Take me to the beautifully written prose, like paragraphs upon paragraphs of, like, you know, undressing corsets and that sort of thing.
Ah, yes, here
space
we go.
Rippers, yeah.
These top three shelves.
Please, sir, please stop looking at me with your genitals. I'm with...
My eyes are up here.
Oh.
Where my genitals are.
Ah, of course, yeah. I just want something that's really going to build to a climax.
Ooh, well, I have this one. It's 9,000 pages long, so it's quite a long, long read. But by those first few pages, oh, the climax will be tremendous.
Challenge accepted. Thank you.
Enjoy. Now, parenting, was it?
Yes. Thank you
Excellent.
So much for remembering.
Mm-hmm. So, you're going to go down that corridor, and it's
Great.
On your left.
Okay.
The second you see the mahogany, just past that.
Okay. I am going to pull this ladder and this wheelie stool. Both.
Good luck, Nermit.
Thank you.
You know, just by the way...
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't say you need to, like... spend too much time there. I think you're...
No. I want to be one of those involved, prepared dads. You
sure.
Know? I want to...
Mm-hmm.
It's not, a lot of people think it's just for the omnisexual, multigendered other parent, but I think the dad should be really involved.
Okay,
so,
great.
Okay.
Closest thing I had to a father was a big tube of blue liquid I was floating around in.
Oh, where you your body was built from the genetic building blocks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's your father.
That's probably
the same. He tried to ground me once.
The liquid?
The liquid. First, I wanted to be like that tube of blue liquid, but...
Yeah, it's not a good role model.
Grew apart.
Yeah.
He didn't really get me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I hate him.
Okay.
I'm not going to be like him.
Yeah, you won't.
AJ.
You won't be.
I'm not my dad. I'm not a tube of blue liquid.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Shh, please, keep, please. Please.
Poopins, you're so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Poopins.
Hey, listen, Poopins.
There's people trying to learn. There's people reading ancient texts. There's people masturbating behind a curtain. You know.
Don't look at him. Poopins, for a public library, this is a pretty big, comprehensive place.
With the central branch.
Oh, yeah, I mean, sure, yeah, I guess so. I just, this is a really impressive facility you got here. I was told that there may be some ancient texts here. I'm looking for something on the Zima religion. Do you have anything related to that?
Of course.
Oh.
Of course. Oh, follow me. Right now?
Yeah, I mean, AJ's my protege, sort of. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I kind of wanted to show him a couple ancient texts, kind of get him, you know, get him started on something.
You all can read, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
AJ.
Nothing keeps my pet worse than people who can't read strolling into the library.
Sure.
Yeah, well, we definitely all know how to read.
Good.
What would people come into a library for if they weren't going to be reading?
Sweet, sweet internet.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. All right.
A lot of perverts here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Poopins, let's say out of every 100 people that comes into a public library, how many of them are perverts?
99.
Okay. Wow.
Well, you five, how many is in your group?
It's five.
Yeah, 95.
Okay.
Well, me, 94. Me, you guys.
Sure, you come in and out of the library, yeah, too.
We'll never outnumber the perverts, so...
They're harmless. They're harmless. They're kind of fun. You know, I wouldn't worry about them. Sorry to interrupt. Just want to say that the perverts are having a pizza party down at the community center where we were all invited. Pants down.
Still want to go?
No. I'm just looking to read some Zima scrolls.
I can definitely read, so it's not an issue.
Well, I will have to accompany you because they are kept in a climate-controlled vault.
Oh, wow. In my experience with ancient texts, or a lizard might eat them and then barf them up to make a nest.
It's a word joke?
No, actually, that literally happens.
Surprisingly not.
No. Oh.
That's not a bad translation. It's just...
Just a thing that happens.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
I know, it seems unlikely, but...
Seems highly unlikely, particularly with my ancient text, because every scroll is kept under a glass encasing that is locked with crystallite. Let me open it.
Poopins, this place is amazing.
It's a perfect chamber. Not too chilly, not too balmy.
Yeah.
It's a perfect chamber.
Wow. Can I just ask, does every quadrant have a central branch of the public library that's this impressive?
No. No, we happen to live in a very, very well-funded district.
Yes, actually, the Emperor may be doing what is known as gentrifying the quadrant. He's raising the property values and probably forcing out long-time residents.
That's terrible.
It's awful, but it's great for real estate values.
That's not important, Seafish.
Well, not to you or I, but to the Emperor.
Sure.
Anyway, so Zima warriors, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
I don't want to, you know, brag, but I actually am a Zima knight, as it turns out.
Really?
Yeah. You know, in fact, some of these ancient scrolls probably have my name in them. I'm sort of the chosen one of the space, and there's a prophecy about me, so.
Wow.
Look, are you bragging to this librarian?
No, I just wanted to put things into context for her.
It sounds like you're bragging. Oh.
All right, gentlemen, and just so you know, I have holos set up that give video transmission of everything that goes on in the vault.
Oh, listen, Poopins, I'm a Zima knight. I would never steal an ancient scroll.
It's a mere precaution.
Sure, fair enough.
I mean, as a public servant, my default instinct was to think that you were trying to sort of pander to me in hopes that I would let you remove the ancient texts, take them home, read them on your toilet, blah, 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 blah. So the answer is no, I don't care for your prince or whoever the hell. So the answer
okay.
is no. But that being said...
Oh, so you can't check out the text, then?
Absolutely not.
These are reference works. These stay in the library.
Thank you.
Okay.
Under the crystal light and glass.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have a couple ancient texts. I just am missing a couple, because as I said, they were regurgitated into a nest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Poopins, we're going to need these texts.
Well, my collection isn't missing a couple, because I don't give them out. They stay under the glass and the crystal light.
That'll
you see how I avoid the lizards eating them, is I don't give them out.
Fair enough.
That's a good strategy.
Right. Yeah.
Papa Dexeter.
Yeah, what is it, AJ?
Do you want me to take this librarian out?
No. What are you talking about?
It's just a giant head with some feet. I think I could probably off-kick it or
AJ,
something.
AJ, stop. No. Look, listen, we're in the public library. We're in the public library. We have to follow the library rules.
Do not drop it.
It's weird that she's allowed to whistle in the library.
She's hobbling around dusting those scrolls. Coltha.
No,
Seed, aren't you with me on this? Can we just take the librarian out?
No.
You can't dropkick an elderly librarian.
This is a lot different. You're right, guys. This is just some of my Federation programming.
Sure.
Kinda.
You know, AJ, if you're going to learn to be a Zima knight...
Yeah. Tell me, Papa.
You have to realize that you can only ever use your powers for good and for defense.
Right. So I'm trying to defend the scrolls by dropkicking them.
No, I mean, I get where you're going with it because, yes, I mean, that's one way of looking at it, but that's not what we're,
Now, gentlemen, it escaped my mind. You are able to check out, of course, the facsimiles and the copies I have of the originals.
Well, that would be
you
very
simply
useful.
Can't take the originals.
Well, that makes sense, of course.
Of course, of course.
See what we wouldn't have learned if we had dropkicked her?
Yeah, I'm really glad. Poopins, I was going to have to dropkick.
No, we were never going to. That was never on the table.
Just like a ball, like
yes,
a air-filled.
Exactly. AJ wanted to dropkick you.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, no, I agree. Poopins, we're on your side.
Good.
Poopins, this is truly an amazing place. I'm just going to need a little time to sort through some of these ancient texts.
Me too.
You take all the time you need.
Poopins, actually, while we have a moment, I was hoping to update the protocol software for a C-Series droid. Do you have that update? Okay, great.
That's on a different floor right this way.
All right, well, I guess we'll see you guys later.
Sounds good.
Now, were you hoping to do the update from the branch?
That would be great, yeah.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. The Wi-Fi is a little spotty.
Well, we currently don't have Wi-Fi on our ship at all, so...
Great.
It has to be better than that.
Oh, excellent. Okay, now here's the update. Let's see. Here you go.
Sync up this. Okay. Ooh, it's a big one.
Yep.
Okay, well, I guess we start downloading now and... get to it when I get to it.
Very good.
You know, you gotta understand, for a protocol droid, this is pretty difficult not to have the latest protocol update, because some societies, their, you know, social boundaries change over time, and so if I'm running an old update in a society that, you know, things are no longer acceptable, I could be making any number of faux pas.
I mean, that would be a night, because you're very affable, you know, just your energy immediately, you bring a very affable energy,
very
and I think any species could tell that. But you're right, one faux pas and then flips on a dime.
They can shut me off and, you know, send me straight to a junkyard. That's where I'd be.
Yeah. Oh, dear. That's horrible.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to send an email to another dimension.
Yes.
It won't go through. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's a very, very slow... Oh, do you know what? C-53 is probably sucking up the bulk of the...
You
know,
he
can wait. No,
sure?
It's actually a very important message. I'm trying to reach my family.
All right, but what's...
I feel like I should stop.
The judge of this. What could possibly be so emergency-oriented?
My family is held prisoner by an architect making super weapons in another dimension.
Are you sure that's why? It's that important of an email?
I was taken from my dimension, and then I was stranded in this dimension. I was put on an escape pod.
Did you put your username in right? It looks like your name is Korn.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, actually, my name is Karn.
Oh, no, I think your name's Korn.
No, it's K-A-R-N.
Korn.
K-A-R-N.
Anyway, that's my only idea was a username. Bye.
What? Who is
that? It's another pervert. I'm sorry. Sometimes the perverts come in with tech advice and...
I'm not a pervert. I have a computer in my own dimension.
Well, I am a pervert. And I need to download these two gaseous billows of cloud jucking each other. But my Wi-Fi is too slow.
Don't absorb it.
I'm really trying.
I'm almost turning to an avatar, and I need to get him out of the avatar.
You get away from this android. Go.
I'm very impressed with your ability to deal with all these, if I may be frank, crazy people.
There, you have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy. My family is entrapped in another dimension.
Okay, I'm shooing them out.
I really have to thank you for that. That was fantastic.
Just don't look them in the eye. That's my motto for all of them.
The perverts are still here.
You know, honestly, the perverts I'm okay with. They tend to stay in their area and really won't come out if I bring up something they're interested in.
Exactly. And they're always direct about their, you know? You know what you're getting.
They're pretty clear about it. And they didn't invite me to the pizza party, even though I neither wear pants or can remove them.
We make homemade pizza. It's one of our finishes.
It's delicious. It's truly delicious.
Book being stolen. Alert. Alert.
You'll have to excuse me. C-53. Don't let any orphans or sad sacks bully you.
Okay, are you sure?
Positive.
I could pause it.
Positive, please.
All right, I'll just keep downloading.
Damn it! I'm up here.
What are you doing? What are you doing up there? Did you find your parenting books?
I did. I couldn't help myself. I tore them up and I made a nest.
What? Nermit, do you have any idea how many croons that fine is going to cost you?
I'll pay it. And I read the book, but I couldn't control it. It's just I need to have a big nest.
Whether you read it or not is immaterial to me.
Well, I just thought you cared about knowledge, and I did try
to... You destroyed it. You destroyed property of the Public Library.
Did you see Dar? Did you see how big Dar is? That's why I have to make such a big nest.
Oh, that creature is your partner?
Yes, Dar is going to give birth to our child, and I need...
You built that nest to raise the child here in my library?
I know it doesn't make logical sense, but I have a weird reptile brain thing coming through. I'm sorry, I'm supposed to be a master missions operations manager, and I'm...
This is some heavy stuff, and I'm, you know, as much as I would like to work through a lot of this, unpack a lot of this for you, but
yeah, no,
again,
if you could unpack
fine.
Some of this shredded stuff over here that is on this.
That fine is going to be tremendous. I mean, you could probably have done several years of preschool, just a really fancy one, on the fine alone, for what it's going to set you back.
I'll pay the fine.
Oh, wait, this could be perfect for that pervert's fetish is fine paying.
Yeah.
We could work something out.
Oh, there's nothing that gets me off more than paying a little bar.
Are you sure, Cool Gar?
You know old Cool Gar. Get a lure in a nest and I'll pay that fine and get my rocks off.
Thank you, Cool Gar.
Well,
my
you lucked
genitals
out.
Are rocks, is what I'm saying.
What luck?
Really
I'm a rock
lucked
monster.
Out.
Hey, wait a minute here. Is your fetish paying off the fine or is your fetish helping lizards and nests?
Why do you gotta fetish shame me? It can be both, can't it?
Well, because my fetish is getting the real story out of people who aren't as clear as they could be, so...
Well, I'm a tease, so you'll never find out.
Now, Nerbert, I really don't want to get involved, but as you said, she's like 12 feet tall. And
yes, they're beautiful.
Her pregnancy, it was protruding. Right. I mean, it looked like it was at least 60 pounds.
You're a
tiny little bird.
That's why I came here to...
At the risk of stating the obvious, yes. Has it occurred to you, you are in no way the father of that person's child?
It has not.
There's just no biological... Strictly on a biological, physical level, there's no way.
Are we talking about biological impossibilities?
Oh,
oh
no!
Yeah.
Wow, Kilgar.
Oh, dear. Shoot!
Yeah.
Shoot!
Poopins.
Dar, what is all this going on?
Poopins, I have finally reached the climax of the unbearable light years of being, and the pages are stuck together.
Oh, dear. Oh,
there has
goodness.
To be another copy in the library. There has to be.
There is. There's a backup copy, and then every night... unfortunately, Dar, every night I go through the pervert section, and I have to put all of the literature into a hydro cubby to soak off the jisms and the...
pizza.
And the pizza. Just
jisms,
all the fetish...
Did you say jisms?
I said jisms.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't believe, but... The hydro cubby could...
Poopins, I just need to know which bodice gets ripped at page 8,889. I am too close to be cut off here.
Well, let's find the second copy. Here we go. I keep it in this chest. All right, there you go. You can read it for yourself.
Thank you.
Dar, can I just ask...
Mm-hmm.
Who's that little bird man in the... That little tiny bird man... He's not the father. Your father, your partner, is he? He's not the father.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
Oh.
Just the perverts and I were sort of talking.
Yeah.
We just inquiring minds.
We have a bet going on.
Of course, and I hate to destroy anybody's fetish of large, nameless creature and alert, but. Norman and I aren't together right now.
I'm a true love pervert, and I'm turned on right
full,
now.
I'm a full story pervert. I need the full story here.
Well, I would like to be alone with my pervert thoughts and the last 5 pages of this book. So if y'all excuse me...
Okay.
We're gonna get
we'll get to the bottom of it later.
AJ, look.
What?
I found it.
Huh?
Wake up, AJ.
What? I was reading. I was totally reading.
I don't think
I can read.
You don't put the paper up against your face to read.
Good one, Papa.
AJ, look. It's my name. In this scroll.
Yeah.
Durf was right. I'm the one that is prophesied about in this text.
Wow, so we should get that scroll, right?
Listen, I think we just need, we'll take it back to Bargy. We'll figure this out. There's answers in here. I know it.
Yeah.
You boys ready to check out? We close in 12 minutes.
Oh, wow. Soon. Actually, Poopins, we found exactly what we were looking for. I just need to check these three Zima scroll facsimiles out from you.
Oh, my pleasure. Right over here to the desk.
Check out the computer. Ready to check out.
Would you just plop me up next to on the table by the computer?
Oh, sure. You should put the computers on the floor, right, for you?
Well.
Okay.
Right.
Fair enough. All right. Here you go.
Okay. All righty. Just these three scrolls?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, computer, here you go.
I have to check out computer. Book one. Book two. Book three.
All right. I just need your library card.
What about a fake? Would you take a fake?
No, that's not. It's a totally different thing. Yeah, listen, I don't actually have a library card, but I can just apply for
you
one.
You can just
right?
write. No problem at all. Don't you worry. You can just register here. Let me get the screen. Okay.
I have the computer library website.
Does it have to be on, the sound on that computer?
Well, how would you know what it is? You'd have to, I guess.
Well, she's the head librarian. She probably knows how to
use the machines. I guess for people who maybe not know how to read, probably be good to hear everything that's going on. Don't you think?
I hate it when the people who can't read come into the library. It's like, you know what I mean? I can't tell them
like
that,
why?
But it's like, what are you doing? You know?
I get it.
Just anyway, let's just start with the easy stuff. What's your permanent address?
I currently live on board the Bargerian Jade, who, don't bother looking her up. She changed her name to Bargy with a bunch of numbers and letters.
That's just a spaceship?
Yeah. It's a spaceship.
Yeah, I need like a physical residence, like a place of residency.
Okay. I have like a closet on the Bargerian Jade. I don't know how else to describe it.
You get utility bills there? You have like
Yeah, I do have a running subscription to They Teen magazine, but usually that's usually delivered by a mail, Clint.
Let's think.
Poopins, I don't know how to tell you how important this ancient scroll is to me. Can I take a picture of it or something like that to just...
I can't just hand this out. This is... The Emperor has provided us incredible funding. And all I'm asking you to do is to just register as a citizen.
Poopins, get down on the ground.
AJ, stop.
Get down on the ground.
What is going on?
AJ.
I know that you might have trouble. You might just have to lay your head on the ground. I don't really know how it works, but get your head on the ground.
AJ, stand down, AJ.
AJ, I warn you, I have an army of perverts ready at my call.
Poopins, you look me in the eyes right now.
See if I'm somebody who cares about an army of perverts.
Retina scan commencing. Guard Temper, welcome, Rufus Tittle. You owe 7,862.46 croon in overdue books.
That's not good.
Hey guys, I'm back. I read parenting books.
Did you learn anything good?
Yeah, I did not have a serendipitously great transaction with a pervert that covered for nesting. Didn't happen.
Was there a chapter on raising children that have healthy relationships with authority figures and don't pull lasers out on them?
That's me. That's
oh,
me.
Boy. Yes, I read it, and...
Listen, Poopins, I'm sorry for the altercation here. AJ's still kind of learning how to be a real person.
My dad also was a cylinder of blue liquid, so...
The two books you still have out are, number one, History of Horses. Number two, How to Be a Person.
Oh, poor Rolfus.
Poopins, a few things I'd like to do. I'd like to say that I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize for my behavior. I'd like to drop it.
Oh, no, Poopins.
Jim, what?
Well, you know who was really the help today was that librarian, Poopins. I feel like I never would have been able to download this update without her.
I feel like I would have never destroyed this copy of The Unbearable Light Years of Being. Had it not been for her helpful suggestion. What?
Let's go. Let's go.
We gotta go.
Just drop kicked
her. Why? She was so helpful.
Oh, Dar, you look really relaxed.
I am.
Okay, guys, we should probably get out of here.
Pants on and off.
Greetings, Your Excellency. It is I, Head Toady Bordoff, reporting from our cozy yet labyrinthine new Imperial offices aboard our hulking planet Crusher, as it creeps relentlessly through the Sixth Quadrant. My message? All is humming along in the new and glorious Empire. Also, I wanted to follow up on your constructive criticism about the number of naps I've been taking, and to that end, I bear great news. I have subscribed to Care Of, a monthly subscription vitamin service, which can allow you to give yourself an extra boost, whether you're looking for more energy, better sleep, to manage stress, or just feel your healthiest. And Care Of's fun-free online quiz takes only 5 minutes and gives you personal, scientifically backed vitamin supplement recommendations. And then Care Of delivers daily vitamin packs. I took the quick and honestly fun quiz and learned that vitamin D and the herb rhodiola could benefit me to help me gain all the energy I need and more to manage Imperial construction projects, master our weirdly complicated new phone system, and deploy teams of Clint's. And on that note, we haven't heard any updates just yet from our strike teams in Hollywood, but I'm sure it's fine. And get this, anyone can get this amazing offer from Care Of. 50% off your first month of personalized vitamins. Just go to takecareof.com and enter ZYX50. That's takecareof.com, code ZYXX50. Board off, over and out.
And I hit 7 and Emperor's mailbox.
Reply all successful.
What? Reply who?
Well, guys, that was probably not the best way to exit a library. Hounded by perverts.
Probably not.
We were chased by an army of people with very specific fetishes.
And Nermit, we really can't take you on missions if you're going to be tearing up.
No, I won't.
Public property.
I won't do that.
You promise you won't do that, Nermit?
I promise I won't do that because I've made a decision.
What?
I'm going to go to my home planet of Phalem, and I'll be a missions operations manager. I'm going to be on the cliffs of Phalem, where I can nest, and, you know, I'll run a long extension cord to the Missionator, and we'll...
Nermit, is this expressly necessary for you to do? I mean, I don't know if this is really going to be worth your time, I guess is what I should say.
I have a biological imperative. My species doesn't live that long, and I'm gonna be a dad.
Yeah, Nermit, how much longer do you have left at this point?
I've already exceeded the average life expectancy of Alert.
Oh, no, what?
Yeah.
Wow, Nermit.
And I thank you guys for it. You've given me purpose, and now I'm gonna go to the...
I feel like we've honestly wasted a lot of your time.
I'm gonna go to the windy cliffs of the jungle planet Phalem, on which I was born, and I'm going to build a...
All right, I finished the book, and now I'm listening to all of you again. Huh? What are we talking about?
Nothing.
It's a lot to catch up on.
I'll do it. Fine, I'll do it. All right.
What?
Oh, the tax code thing?
I thought about it.
and I crunch the numbers and I'll do it.
Yeah. Oh, no, Bargy. You approve of the mission against
the
Emperor?
Yeah, we already finished the mission.
Yeah, we kind of signed up for it. Yeah, Dar, the update is that I'm going to head back to my home planet and assign missions from there.
Huh.
You're going to be a stay-at-home mom?
Droid. Commencing outro protocol. Papa Plex Deck Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship was played by Mujan Zolfagari. Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lind. AJ was played by Winston Knoll. Hoopins the Librarian was played by special guest Catherine Mudon. Catherine performs and teaches at the UCB and can be seen playing Elaine in Improvised Seinfeld. Catherine has appeared on Broad City, The Colbert Report, Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, The President Show, and some commercials you probably fast-forwarded through. Follow her on Twitter at @itsmudon. This episode was edited by Jeremy Bent with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Robert Doggy Jr.'s Puppy Pound in Brooklyn, New York, and Headgum Studios in Los Angeles. Music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Fame's Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crunchley. Ship design for the Barbarian Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network. Thank you to our supporters on Maximum Fun for making the show possible. Join them on MaximumFun.org/donate.
Hey everybody, this is J. Keith Van Stratton, host of Go Fact Yourself, a live game show here in the Maximum Fun Network. Make sure to listen to our next episode of Go Fact Yourself with guest Kurt Brownowler.
I did a show in Flagstaff, Arizona, where the venue just didn't list that the show existed.
Amazing.
And it is the smallest crowd that I've ever done a full hour of stand-up for. It was three people.
Oh my God.
And Sarah Schaefer.
Yes, I love crafting. It's my hobby. I have a craft nook in my home.
You do?
I do. It has all my supplies displayed in an adorable manner.
Wow.
Yes, applause.
Applause for a nook.
That's Go Fact Yourself here at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
There's nothing quite like sailing in the calm international waters on my ship, the SS Biopic.
Avast! It's actually pronounced biopic.
No, you dingus! It's biopic!
Who the hell says that? It's biopic.
Because it's the words for biography and picture.
All right, that is enough. Ahoy, I'm Dave Holmes. I'm the host of the newly rebooted podcast, formerly known as International Waters, designed to resolve petty but persistent arguments like this. How? By pitting two teams of opinionated comedians against each other with trivia and improv games, of course. Winner takes home the right to be right.
What podcast be this?
It's called Troubled Waters, where we disagree to disagree!
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist-owned. Audience-supported.
Hey guys, good news. You know how the rats ate my pants? I was able to get some pants from outside the Perverts Pizza Party.
Congratulations, Nermit.
Thanks, guys. That was the blackout. That was the blackout.
Yeah, was it? Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. I can always copy in laughter.
That's the outtake.
Yeah. That's so funny.
That was the outtake.
I love the idea of Seth going in and adding us cracking up after one of his shitty jokes.
You think I haven't done that?
Oh man, maybe you have. I was like, yeah, I didn't remember it being that funny in the room, but wow. Man, it killed.
Maybe he has.
Oh man, that's so funny.